I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, 5 ways to eat a cabbage.
Here's a confession. I am totally bored with winter vegetables. I love to cook, but I need an infusion of new recipes for the cold months. So the other day, I sat down with my mom, Liz Pearson, who I call the cabbage queen, and I asked her, why does she love this vegetable so much?
I love cabbage because it's so versatile. There's so many things you can do with it. I'm a huge fan of coleslaw. I think a lot of people think, oh, coleslaw is something you make in the summer and take to a picnic. But there's so much more to do with it than that. Usually when I'm making coleslaw, I'll use a traditional white cabbage, but I love to mix in red cabbage. And I also really like Napa cabbage.
My mom is constantly coming up with new coleslaw recipes. Some of her favorite ingredients are apples, fennel, jalapenos, nuts, and herbs. And she rarely dresses these with mayo. It's always something different. Yogurt, or sesame oil, or balsamic, or peanut oil.
A recent favorite that I've been making a lot this winter is so simple. It's 1/4 cup cider vinegar, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoons of honey, and 2 tablespoons of lime juice. And I'm completely addicted to it.
I've had this one. It's sharp and tangy, and especially good when green cabbage is mixed with something sweet, like slices of roasted delicata squash or a grated apple. My mom says, never underestimate the power of a good slaw. Paired well, these cabbage side dishes can make a winter meal.
Like I'm thinking of the Korean slow cooker tacos that your sister makes with a killer coleslaw.
Can you remind me what's in that one? Do you remember?
It's from the website Dinner Love Story. Pretty sure it has lime juice.
It does, along with fish sauce, rice wine vinegar, brown sugar, and grapeseed oil. And the veggies are Napa cabbage, carrots, cucumber slices, scallions, and a few handfuls of chopped fresh cilantro and mint. Another one of my mom's favorite ways to cook cabbage is a stir fry.
I make a really quick and delicious stir fry. It has, for vegetables, nothing but cabbage and carrots in it. But then it has garlic, ginger, red pepper flakes, star anise, and soy sauce, which make it super flavorful. And the recipe is vegetarian, but I have to admit that your father and I often crisp up a little sausage to put in with it.
Yum. My mom says you could probably spend years testing cabbage slaw and stir-fry recipes without a repeat. And the same goes for cabbage soups.
Borscht is delicious, and there is truly an endless number of good borscht recipes out there. That's another thing I think someone could spend a lifetime exploring.
Last but not least is the simplest preparation, which, in my opinion, is also the most comforting and delicious.
Don't forget just plain sautéed cabbage, sautéed in butter. It's sweet and tender and so flavorful. We had dinner with some friends several years ago. They served a pork roast and some other vegetable, and cabbage. And I remember asking our hostess, what did you do to this cabbage? It's so good. And she burst out laughing, and she said, I sautéed it in butter, added a little salt and pepper. And I was like, really?
My mom also reminded me of a recipe from the blog Smitten Kitchen called Roast Chicken with Schmaltzy Cabbage. You take a whole chicken and roast it over thick slices of a whole green cabbage in a cast iron skillet. And the only other ingredients are butter, salt, and pepper. It actually made me excited to think about buying yet another winter cabbage. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Okay, well, for me, it's not just green cabbage. I actually prefer red. I slice them thin or cut wedges, and I roast them with olive oil and caraway seeds, a little apple cider vinegar, which adds tang, and I'll cook them high in a cast iron skillet so you can get some crunchy and some caramelized. And don't worry, we're going to give you all the links to the recipes that Elspeth and her mom, Liz Pearson, mentioned right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.